Did you fall and hit your head?
I'm not going to say a word here.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
you Texans, you drive me nuts.
Lucky I'm in love with my best friend. Lucky to have been where I have been. Lucky to be coming home again.
Okay, well, welcome back to the Two Blind Squirrels. And there's Faith's current favorite song, because she's in love with her best friend.
I am.
And I'm in love with my best friend. Too bad it's not Faith. No, I'm just kidding.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, man. What a day. What a week. It's been one of them weeks.
Has it?
It has, for me.
Oh, sorry.
One of them weeks.
What's the matter with you?
Oh, my headphones sound funny. I hate that.
I'll get
used
to them
in a minute. Well, I can hear
it. Because you got your ears sucked out again.
I can hear again. I can hear.
You're not used to being able to hear. Yay! It's Monday.
Oh, you're right.
You gotta start the week off right.
I've gotten many complaints because I don't start the week off with the proper song. So the calisthenics to get our week going properly. So I would like everybody to run in place with some. Get your knees up. Oh, we start off with this. Start off with Jumpin' Jack. Come on, Jumpin' Jack. There we go. Now the knees. Now the run in place with you. Lift your knees up really high. Come on, Tim. Tim's on the subway. Get on the subway.
Butt kicks, everybody.
Butt kicks. What'd you call me? All right, okay, now to the left. Everybody move to the left. All right, now to the right. Do electric slide. Electric slide. Electric. No, that's not an electric. That's Jose. That's not electric. Never mind. So anyway, the rest of you, come on. Here we go. Jumping jacks. Up and down. Up and down. Up and down. Hey, that's better. Hey, I'll talk down there on that. Doesn't sound so funny. Come on, Mike, I'm backwards. Here we go.
Elbows out, out, hands up high. You're backwards.
Hands up high. Playing with my mic. Hands up high. Hello? Hello? Ah, here we go. Go. Touch your nose. Head and shoulders, knees and toes, everybody. Come on. Head and shoulders, knees and toes. All right. Are we good?
I'm good.
I'm a new creation. Enough of that. Salvation. Look into my life. Oh, boy.
What?
I'm sorry. Seriously, I've got to get some new music.
You don't like that?
Can we work out to this?
What is that?
It's Bo Diddley.
Why do we have it?
Brian Bridges did it for us on Bo Diddley. Bo Diddley, when Bo Diddley died. That'll get you moving in the morning. Come on. You can praise the Lord with Bo Diddley, can't you? Everybody praise the Lord.
Make a joyful noise.
Now make your head go up and down real fast with a beat. There you go. Right and left. There you go. All right. Get your leg moving. Okay. Touch your toes. Stand up and touch your toes. Handstands.
No. Don't do that on the bus, Tim.
Cartwheels. Backflip.
John's in his car right now doing a backflip.
Yeah. Good luck with that. All right. Well, okay.
That's all you got? You didn't have anything else?
That's it.
Huh.
Bye, everybody. See you tomorrow.
Yeah. It's been real. That's quick, man. We get done fast.
No.
Oh.
I've changed my mind on abortion. You know how I used to be like, I was kind of waffling. I was kind of like, remember when you first met me and I was kind of.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, I was kind of like, let the women decide and men shouldn't have anything to say about it. Remember that?
You haven't been that way in a very long time.
No. Then I went completely the other way where I was like, you know, God hates abortion and anybody who kills babies should go to hell and all that.
Okay.
So that's where
you
that's
didn't
where I,
think that.
Well,
I be was careful
kind of,
how you speak.
I was kind of on the religious side of the abortion issue, but I've changed my mind.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
You've changed your mind.
I've changed my mind.
Okay.
I will agree with all you people out there who want to support abortion being legal. I will back you up.
Why?
I will back you up and I will be pro-choice or whatever, pro-abortion. I will do that.
Okay.
Provided one thing.
Okay.
Just there's just one small tidbit
all the other arguments I've set aside, all my religious arguments, all the stuff about God, I won't even bring the Bible into it.
Okay.
Okay? No religious things, whatever. I won't support legislating my morality.
Okay.
On this issue, provided one little thing.
You're going to tell us what the thing is?
Can get resolved.
What's that little thing?
Feel free to write in or call me or however you wish.
What's that little thing?
To communicate it. And that is that that you can show that the babies that are being aborted mm-hmm. or the embryos being mm-hmm. aborted mm-hmm. are not human. If they're not human, then I'm for stem cell research and growing babies to kill. Growing embryos to kill or however you want to term it. If you can show they're not human,
but they've already done that. They've already shown that they are human.
Who has shown that?
Studies.
Well, I'm not an expert on studies. I'm just saying anybody who wants to prove to me or wants
that
to offer up evidence, they wants to offer up evidence mm-hmm. that an embryo mm-hmm. is not human.
Okay.
I will back them. I will completely reverse my position and back them because there's no point in letting people die because they need stem cells or they could, you can cure people's diseases for stem cells who are human because okay, human life is precious, right?
Right.
Okay, because that's, I think we can we, if we can all come to that consensus, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. then I think we got a place to start. Because there's no point, because in other words, there's no point to give the woman the choice if her life is not precious. If the woman's life is not precious, then what's the point of coming out on either side?
Okay.
So if the woman's life is precious and she wants to abort a child to make her life better or mm-hmm. Or whatever the reasons may be. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there are a myriad of reasons why you would get an abortion because a lot of people have them.
Right.
Then if you can't decide that the woman's life is precious enough to have that choice, then there's no point in arguing about any of it, right?
Okay, yes. I mean, that makes sense. I'm following your reasoning, okay. Yeah.
And so if we can all decide that human life is at least precious mm-hmm. in that sense, okay. then we can argue about – or we can decide if an embryo is human or not. And if that embryo is human or not –
okay.
Then we can come down on, on whether or not we can end, terminate that life.
Oh, okay.
Because there are all these people suffering from diseases mm-hmm. who the human stem cell research and human genome mm-hmm. and all that could really help. Mm-hmm. And those people's lives are precious too.
Right.
And Parkinson's disease and all these things.
Right. All these things, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if those lives are precious and we can agree that human life is precious mm-hmm. and we agree that embryos are not human life, mm-hmm. then there's no reason not to end or not to do all of that and just, get pregnant and just so you can help your dad, get pregnant and take the abortion and take the stem cells and give them to your dad to help him live a little longer or whatever. I mean, I think that's a legitimate argument on the pro-choice side.
That they're not human.
No, that stem cell research serves the sanctity of human life.
Okay. But
there's only one thing standing in the way of that, and that is you got to prove that the embryos aren't human.
Okay.
Now I have, and my these are the four things that I didn't make these up. Okay. Mm-hmm. To be honest and fair about this, I didn't make these up. There's four things that you need to address if you want to convince me that the embryos aren't human.
Okay.
One is that is first of all, before we get to the four things, it's my argument that two humans coming together usually end up making a human.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we know that the baby after it's born, at some point after it's born, is a human. Right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I mean, always.
Yeah.
We're not going to have lizards.
No.
Or cats.
No.
Okay. So at some point, a human embryo becomes a human being.
Right.
Okay. So we need to decide what that point is. Is it at the point of it takes its first breath? Or is it at the point its first heartbeat? Or is it at the point that, it says its first word? Or is it at the point where we just need to decide where. It's just a matter of marking the line.
Okay.
Right? Because right now, it's pretty much at the point of taking its first breath.
Yeah.
Because with partial birth abortion, you're actually birthing the child halfway and then ending its life.
Right.
So that's where the current legal line is, I think. Mm-hmm. But as far as an ethical line and getting my support, I would need to show that it was not human prior to that point.
Okay.
So, and I have so these are the
okay.
So yeah. At some point, two humans make something that's not human, and then becomes human. And
okay.
I don't think that really follows anything that in nature, but so we have to determine if size is a factor.
Okay.
Because an embryo is tiny. Mm-hmm. I mean, at conception,
yeah, little bitty.
The embryo is tiny. Now, first of all, at conception, the embryo has all of the chromosomes and all the stuff it needs to mm-hmm. become human. I mean, it has the DNA of human.
Right.
Okay. So at conception. But we need to decide, but we're talking about like a little bitty cell. We're talking about a little bitty thing. Mm-hmm. Just fertilized egg, little bitty thing. Okay. And that embryo then is tiny. Okay, so we need to decide, though, what size becomes... If size is a factor, then what size is a factor? Because does that mean midgets aren't as human as tall people? Men are usually generally bigger than women. Are they more human?
Okay, gotcha.
I don't think size matters as far as whether or not you're a human. And this is an on and off thing. This isn't a degree.
Okay.
You're either human or you're not. That's right. What we're trying to decide here. So I don't... So you got to convince me that size is a factor or mm-hmm. something. Mm-hmm. You got to address the fact.
Okay.
And then if size is a factor, what is that size? What size makes a human? You know, that's all I'm saying. Then location. You know, is because the embryo is located in the woman, does that make it not human?
Yeah.
Because,
okay.
You know, I don't know. I'm just saying. That's the thing I address because... or what environment? I guess I should say. What is it? Its environment. There was a because here's the thing about location. There was this. There are several preemie babies that are born, okay, that are born preemie and survive and have healthy adult lives. It's a simple fact, right?
Sure.
But. There are many abortions that take place after the time where a preemie can survive.
Yes, that's true. Mm-hmm.
So the only difference in those two babies
is location.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. One baby is outside the womb, one baby is inside the womb.
Okay.
I can't see where that makes one human and one not.
Okay.
The next factor, and again, that's environment. Then the next factor is level of development. Now, you have the same problem with a preemie and the level of development because, you know... there's these certain factors of development, but then you can also, if you address development, you say it does matter how much a embryo has developed before it's human. You can carry on that argument past birth.
Yes.
I mean,
look at you.
Well, I'm talking about in the 1920s when we addressed eugenics and we decided that was immoral mm-hmm. to kill people who were not fully developed,
right.
who were retarded. Or or mentally or physically, and that or that they were dependent.
Yeah, on that was a big movement.
Society.
Mm-hmm.
There was a big movement, and mm-hmm. even in the United States, we forcibly what do you call that? Forcibly sterilized.
Yes.
Thousands of people.
Yes.
But to try to eliminate this
have a fitter race
because they weren't as human. They didn't have the right as a human being to procreate.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we decided that was immoral back then. And then of course Germany went a little further than that.
Right.
But anyway, so we'll need to address that if we have a problem with development.
Okay, we can do that.
So let's get on with the development a little bit and talk about the degree of dependency because really with development, I think you have this argument of the child cannot survive without its mother, then the mother still has the choice of whether or not to kill the child.
Okay.
I mean, isn't that sort of the argument? I mean, I'm not saying child. I'm saying thing. Or embryo. If the embryo cannot survive outside its mother without staying alive on its own, then they have the right to terminate the pregnancy.
That's what they're saying? Sort of is that what you're asking
me? Yeah. Okay. Isn't that sort of the argument?
I guess.
That it's more of a parasitic relationship than it is anything else?
Okay.
I don't know. I really don't know the other side of the argument that well. I'm just assuming that there's a degree of dependency. We can agree on that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But we have to establish what that degree of dependency is, because it doesn't stop at birth. I mean, the child cannot survive more than – and here's an argument. Let's say you're walking along and there's nobody else around and it's 10 degrees outside and mm-hmm. you – or let's say it's 15 degrees outside and you're bundled up really well. Or you're driving in your car and you see an infant or a toddler on the side of the road. Let's mm-hmm. say he's 3 or 4. And he's on the side of the road. You don't know why he's there. But he's obviously wandered out of his house or something. Mm-hmm. And he's on the side of the road. You're the only person there. And he's got no clothes on. He's okay. just got like a diaper. Okay. And he's sitting there crying.
Right.
And you know if you keep going, that kid's going to be dead within 15 minutes, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that child is completely dependent upon you at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So if you keep going, I mean, you're making the decision that, well, that child's completely dependent on me. Therefore, he's not human. And I don't have to be responsible.
Okay.
So.
There you go.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's also against the law, by the way. That's failure to render aid.
Yes.
So if you make that decision, then you can get arrested. Mm-hmm.
But you can if the baby's inside your womb.
I'm just saying, we need to define that a little further, I would think, if you're going to get me to agree that some kind of dependency okay. is an issue
okay.
in the embryo, in terminating a pregnancy.
Gotcha.
The other thing is, you know, old people. Sometimes old people get to the point. Elderly people, and it doesn't have to be elderly. Sometimes the mind can deteriorate
mm-hmm.
into a stage where they are dependent upon society, on nurses,
they
on
reverse back.
Their family, mm-hmm. on somebody else. They cannot survive on their own.
Yes.
Is it okay then to let them people die?
Well, apparently, we don't think so because
or to terminate their life.
And
that's the other
good.
Thing. Let's
not
go back to the toddler.
Legal, right?
Let's go back to the toddler on the side of the road. Let's say instead of just driving past and letting the child die, you actually get out and shoot him in the head because he's completely dependent on you. And
right,
there's no point
right.
in letting him suffer.
He's going to die anyway.
He's going to die right? anyway. Mm-hmm. And you're the only one that can help him. And you've decided, well, I have the decision. So I'm just going to shoot him.
Okay.
Okay. You get arrested for murder, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So just saying. Little comparison. Also, so if you address this issue, you really need to look at and where it's going in society.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're saying that a level of dependency makes a person less mm-hmm. or more human, what does that mean
Same
with
thing
elderly?
When you have an elderly person.
What
yes.
does that mean with comas, where you might recover,
mm-hmm.
but while you're in the coma, you're not technically human or legally human because
okay.
you're in the coma, you're completely dependent on somebody else.
Right, on a machine.
Mm-hmm. And aren't we all a little dependent on each other?
Yes, we are.
So isn't that justification for killing anybody you want to? I'm sorry. that's taking it a little farther than I think most reasonable people would take it. But then Hitler wasn't that reasonable, was he?
No, he wasn't.
We just have to watch where we're going with some of these things. So we talked about size. We talked about environment or location. We talked about degree of dependency, right?
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, and level
four?
Of development. Level of development, that was the other one.
Yeah, yeah, well, you talked about that. Mm-hmm.
So I think that covers my arguments.
Okay, so you just want people to address those?
If you can convince me
mm-hmm.
that an embryo is not human.
Well, I'm the one who convinced you the other way. So is this my job to do this?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm still on this side of the fence.
Well, I know.
I'm just saying.
But I'm just.
I will support.
Okay.
The sanctity, but to me, it changes the argument if you say, if you can prove scientifically or you know, without a doubt or logically, mm-hmm. that an embryo is not.
It's not an emotional thing.
Is not
yes.
human. Mm-hmm. Taking the emotion, the religion mm-hmm. out of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about the simple, basic premise of sanctity of human life, which makes it possible for us all to live together.
Okay.
I don't think that's religion. Could be wrong. Some people might argue with me with that. But I think the point of having abortion is sanctity of human life. Because you're saying the women want the choice.
They're gonna take my sanctity of life away.
That you have the choice. So that's mm-hmm. protecting your sanctity. And also the other argument for abortion is our stem cell research and all that. People are arguing to have pregnancies so that they can then harvest these stem cells to help family members or.
Seriously?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Huh.
Somebody surfing for Parkinson's disease, instead of giving them your kidney, you're going to have a pregnancy and you're going to terminate it and take the stem cells and help and donate them to that person so that they can then fight the disease.
This is really a feel-good show.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm just saying this is the argument. And I just want to get it out there. I've made a lot of emotional statements before concerning abortion, and I just want to start over, and I'll say, let's start here.
Okay.
And anybody that wants to address it from that angle, I'll be glad.
All right.
Be glad to talk to
them. We can do that.
So, because I think that it really changes the situation that the premise is sanctity of human life. So we have common ground.
Okay. To actually have a discussion. Start at the same place.
Sure.
All right. Sounds good.
So what else you got? So what'd you get? You clipped out something out of the paper. What was that over there?
Oh, speaking of sanctity of life.
What was that over there?
Look at the picture of this guy. Isn't he creepy looking?
Well, to be honest, it's just a picture of his eyes.
Yeah, but look at his eyes.
And he's old. Oof. And he's looking out of the corner of his eyes.
The title says Romania may allow consensual incest.
Sisters and brothers?
Fathers.
Dogs and cats?
Fathers. Three European Union nations, France, Spain, and Portugal, already. It's already legal. They don't prosecute adult relatives for
hooking up
consensual incest with one another. Romania is considering, they're considering following suit.
Lot and his wife.
Yeah. There. So what I thought was interesting about this article was that there was a quote here. It says, "Not everything that is immoral has to be illegal," said Justice Ministry legal expert so-and-so. "We cannot help these people by turning them into criminals and punishing them."
Hmm.
I thought that was an interesting statement. Just think about that a minute.
Yet it's still... still throw me in jail for smoking a joint.
Yep.
It's interesting.
Yeah. So like if your dad, like there was there's this case who in Austria, there's this man who kept his daughter captive for 24 years and he fathered seven of her children. And he was...
kept her captive.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And he, like in the middle of nowhere, he received a life sentence, but not because of that. Because of,
If he kept her captive, it wouldn't really...
Not because of incest, but because of rape and homicide, apparently. I don't know if he killed her. I don't know.
It doesn't say.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. It's being considered as a range of reforms to the country's criminal code. Yes, they're looking at thinking that should be okay. I just thought that was interesting, and I was shocked that there were already three nations that didn't. I just, not everything that is immoral has to be illegal. That's where we're going.
Not everything that is immoral needs to be illegal, because laws don't need to be based on morality.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's where we're going.
That's legislating morality, which is not what we're about.
No,
if laws are not based on morality, then they are arbitrary.
Mm-hmm. It's all relative.
Well, it's worse than relative.
Mm-hmm.
It's arbitrary. Okay, well, unless somebody else has something that we're supposed to base laws on besides morality.
What else is there?
I don't know.
What else is there?
I don't know. I don't know. That's what I'm asking. That was my question.
I'm asking you back. What else is there? Okay. There's nothing else.
Well, I don't have an answer. So.
I don't either. Very interesting.
Okay. What do we got here? 23 minutes. I think that's enough.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I think we've thoroughly...
This wasn't a make faith laugh show.
No. No laughing.
I have another ear doctor story. Does anybody want to hear that sound again?
No.
Oh.
No.
My
mom didn't even listen, finish the show.
Because she couldn't
take it. Because she couldn't take it. She couldn't take it.
Well, I'm glad I did something good that day.
Yeah.
I had three people comment that they listened to all the show, the one that I went last week that was also serious.
Uh-huh.
I had three people listen to that show.
Only?
Three people told me they did.
Oh, why?
Tim, Steve, and
somebody else. Why did they listen to it?
I don't know. They listened to every word I said.
Do they not normally listen to every word?
Which one was that? I don't remember now. I don't even remember what I went off on. But
I don't remember either. Because I said it was boring. Is that why? The one that I said was boring? But I think that a lot, though, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do.
I do.
You think I'm boring a lot?
No, I think that we bore. I'm thinking, this can't be interesting. But I guess it is.
But it can be.
I guess so.
So,
You're not going to bring this up now. That's another show.
That's another show?
Yep.
I'm not going to get into it. That's just
a whole nother show.
Did it?
No. Did it?
But
stop it.
Okay. Can I talk about my grandmother for a minute?
Yeah.
She's insane, okay? Can we just all come together on this?
She is not insane.
She's lost her mind.
She has not. She just has dementia.
That's the same thing, isn't it?
That's a much nicer way of putting it.
Okay. She lost her ring. This is a very expensive ring.
Mm-hmm.
You may remember this if you listen to the show regularly. She lost her ring. It's a very expensive ring. She couldn't find it. So she had Faith come over and look. And Faith looked for a couple hours, didn't you?
Oh, and several days, too.
Well, yeah.
Then
we went over several days. And then Helen turned the house upside down.
And Helen looked.
I went over there and looked.
And Brad's mom and dad looked.
Then mom and dad came down and literally spent about 4 hours going through every pocket. Now, keep in mind, this woman has more clothes than Faith.
No, she doesn't.
She
not anymore.
She does, too.
Not
She's
anymore.
Got, she, every closet in the house is full of her clothes.
Not anymore.
And coats and stuff.
Nope.
They went through every pocket. Don't argue with me. They went through every pocket.
You don't know because you're
story,
never there.
It makes the story better.
Oh, sorry.
Don't hold me to truth on these stories. We don't get anything done.
Sorry.
So my parents come over. They went through every pocket of every piece of clothing in the entire house.
Mm-hmm.
Went into the dryer, went into the washing machine, we looked under in every
the vacuum
bowl,
cleaner bag.
The vacuum cleaner bag. Dad took it out and went through the dust. Turned the place upside down. Everywhere you really could think to look. I mean, they thought of it.
Mm-hmm.
And we, at the end of it, we were like, well, it's gone. And then
2 months later.
Well, I ain't get there yet. So then the discussion was after that. Should we start taking the valuables away and replacing them with cosmetic jewelry?
Well, that's what my mom said. You need if you ever want to inherit anything of value, you need to start taking it away and putting it in the safety deposit box, or you're never going to get any of the nice things because she's going to lose it all.
All right.
So I told your mom that, but your mom was, she didn't care.
So that went on, and then. And then things, it's like 2 months later. 2 months?
Yeah.
It was two months later. 2 months later, my parents come back for another visit. I mean, they'd been here since then, but I don't know. But I don't know what the time frame was or anything. But the point is that all of a sudden they look at her hand and she's got a ring on.
Mm-hmm.
You found your ring. Where'd you find it? Where was it?
I didn't lose my ring.
What are you talking about?
I didn't lose my ring.
I've never lost this ring. It's always right here on my finger. Well, where was it when you put it on? It was in the bowl where it always is. There's a little bowl right beside her sink, which is the first, it's the first place you look.
Right.
And she says, it was right there this morning. No, not this morning. Where did you find it? It was lost. No, I never lost my ring.
Lost I know what you're talking about. What are you going to do?
I don't know.
I mean, you can't tell her. We all did. Meanwhile, we looked for days for that ring. Where did it come? Where was it? I don't know. It was right there.
You don't remember us coming over looking for it? No.
Mm-mm.
And now sometimes she has bad days. So a lot of times my mom will tell me, well, she don't even remember me coming there. And the next day I'll go over and ask me, Mom. I'll say, hey, you remember when Mom came over the other day? Yeah. What would y'all talk about? Oh, we talked about this. I mean, she remembered it. It's not like she's just saying she remembered. And so.
But she does often. I mean, she fakes it.
Yeah, she will fake it if she can.
She's
bad. Sometimes she won't remember stuff, and then the next couple of days after that, she'll remember.
Mm-hmm.
She's having a bad day that one day. But I asked her for several days, where'd you find? Did you find your ring? Yeah, I heard you found your ring. Mm-hmm. Where'd you find it? I asked her that several days in a row, like 3 or 4 days in a row, and she never fessed up to actually ever losing the ring. So,
what are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do?
You just do what I do and go, oh, yeah, that's great.
So, then my mom comes down and takes my grandmother off to see her cousin. Cousin?
No, her brother-in-law.
Brother-in-law. And meanwhile, she had told a story about getting lost. Is that what it was?
I don't know.
And some man helping her?
Oh.
What was it?
Shorty.
She told my mom a story about.
She'd gone to Winsboro, and this man, she'd lost her keys.
That's what it was.
She'd gone to visit somebody, and she'd lost her keys. Yes. And she lost her. Why else would she go to Winsboro?
I don't know.
She lost her keys, and she didn't know where they were, and this nice man found them for her and gave her the keys. It turns out it was Shorty, who she'd gone to visit.
Right. So, anyway.
This is an everyday thing now.
Yeah, it's. I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know what we're going to do. And then today, my brother came over, which you may have seen the pictures. If you want to see the pictures of that, you can go to laughasamcfadden.blogspot.com. I think that's what
something like that. Yeah.
And that's my sister, my brother-in-law.
Sister-in-law.
Yeah. My sister.
Jen's blog.
Jen's blog. Yeah, just say that. laughasamcfadden.blogspot.com. And that's her blog. And it's a beautiful blog. She does pictures and she basically documents every all her weekends that they have and do projects they do. And they do a lot of volunteer work with the fire clowns.
Mm-hmm.
And the fire safety clowns. And anyway, they do a lot of fun stuff. So they document it there, and it's pretty well. Anyway, this weekend we went, and they came and spent Saturday with us, and went to Winsboro with us, which is a little town out here, and where me and Faith always go on date night. And we saw a live band, and we had supper together, and it was a really great time. But before we went, we took Helen over to Meemaw's, my grandmother's house, and Carrie came with me to say hello and visit. And so we didn't stay very long, and then we left. Well, today she asked me if my company
had gone. She didn't even remember it was Carrie and Jen.
She remembered we had company, but mm-hmm. she didn't remember who it was.
That it was her grandson.
And she had met them. Anyway.
That's all right.
That's all right. She's still a pleasure to be with. And mm-hmm. everybody else remembers her. So people always come up. She used to be a nurse. So everybody always comes up to her.
Everybody knows her, yeah.
Yeah. You used to give me shots. I know you don't remember me, but you used to give me shots. Last weekend, we had a guy come up and say, "You don't remember me, but you saved my life.
Yep.
And he told a story about having spinal meningitis. And how
And Dr. Hodges
saved his life. So yep. Gave him like 10 shots in the back or something and sent him on to
hospital. She didn't remember that.
Mm-mm. So that was it's always neat to be around mm-hmm. when that stuff happens. Mm-hmm. Seems like it always happens at Pizza Inn.
Yeah.
Well, that's about all the time we got for today, folks. I'm glad you could join us. Please feel free to stop by again sometime.
Yeah, we'd love that.
Come on in and sit down and stay a spell.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe tomorrow we won't be so serious. Faith's got more newspaper clippings. Oh, boy.
That one's not serious.
I do have calls from
you
guys.
I'm going to talk about the Amish.
I got calls from Jose, and a few others. I think I got 4 calls come in, so
we'll listen to those.
Looking forward to hearing from you guys.
Is that it? What is the matter with you?
Vios. I was going to tell you who else called in. Vios
Condes.
Two blind squirrels, they're gooder than pie.
John chapter 3. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher that comes from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." Jesus answered him and said, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." And Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he be born a second time into his mother's womb?" Jesus answered, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, 'You must be born again.' The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from or where it goes. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus answered and said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Are you the teacher of Israel and do not know these things? Most assuredly, I say to you, we speak what we know and testify what we have seen, and you do not receive our witness. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven but he who came down from heaven, that is the Son of Man who is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, and that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love the darkness rather than the light because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds might be clearly seen, that they have been done in God.